Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:01 on a Thursday night. Joe Giglio with you, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Cold coffee?
Yeah, I had a little cold coffee today, actually.
Today was cold coffee weather.
Yes, it was. It felt like spring out there for the first time.
Oh, it was baseball weather today.
It did feel like that. I took the dog for a walk. I was like, you know what?
Didn't it put you in a better mood?
We got a Phillies game tonight, and I was like, oh, no, we don't. It's not baseball season
it's
quite
lighter
yet.
Out later.
2 weeks from tonight, though. 2 weeks from right now, we'll be signing on for the first final out of the season.
Going to be yelling about Gabe Kapler.
How? He took Nola out after how many pitches?
Miss it.
Yeah, I did too. So 2 weeks from now, baseball starts. We'll do some baseball later in the show tonight. We'll have Clearwater check-in with Scott Lauber. 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Bo Wolf of The Athletic about the Eagles' moves. In a lot of areas, some big ones. In a lot of areas, nothing, as we continue to wait for where this team is going to get a running back. We also have three question Thursday. And look, I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news to start the 7 o'clock hour, but as the evening show fan base has to know, three question Thursdays not going to be around on a consistent basis moving forward.
No, it's not. I feel like this is worthy of that breaking news reader we have to do now. Radio.com.
All right, 94 radio. WIP breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Yes, based on March Madness next week, Phillies opening day the week after that, and then baseball season is here. There will be some Thursdays the Phillies have day games or off days where there's a full evening show. But for the most part, the consistency of, you know, you get in your car 7 o'clock every Thursday night.
Once Erskine leaves.
Yeah, once Erskine walks away. Once we kick him out of here, you know, you get in your car and you could play Three Question Thursday. Those days are about to end.
You know what is going to be back, though, is Three Question Thursday on a Tuesday?
Three Question Thursday on whatever day there's one show a week that they can talk about it. All right, so that's our breaking news to start the hour. But I want to start here. I want to start with Howie Roseman. And something I have noticed over the past couple, let's say months, maybe a year. Maybe it's back to a full year. Maybe it's since the Eagles won the Super Bowl. But there is a feeling out there that every time I have a thought about the Eagles, what they're doing, their team building strategy, it's like, well, Howie knows. Joe, step back, Howie knows. And I like Howie Roseman. I think Howie Roseman is a very good executive. I think he's one of the better executives in the NFL. But here's the truth. Howie Roseman is not above criticism. Nobody's above criticism. They don't do the right things for our teams. And Howie Roseman has not done everything perfectly. All these moves he's made, or almost every one of the moves Howie Roseman has made since the Eagles won the Super Bowl, has been questionable. He's hit some. He's not hit some. Let's go over this for a minute, because I just am dumbfounded by the idea that apparently Howie Roseman is above criticism in Philadelphia. The GM of the Eagles is above criticism in Philadelphia. And I bring this to everyone's attention because yesterday, when the Eagles did not sign either Mark Ingram or Tevin Coleman, there was a quick, steady stream of people saying, hey, what's going on? I said that. I said, Howie, wake up. And a lot of people quick to chime in, both on the 23 minutes we had a show last night before the Phillies game.
It was a heck of a show.
It was. And on social media, there's a refrain out there I keep hearing. Trust Howie. Howie's got it. Don't have to worry about anything. Howie Roseman's here. And yet, let's just go over some things here. Over the last year and a half, Howie Roseman here didn't have a great offseason last year. Some of the moves they made did not work out the way they wanted to. They had no depth at safety. They brought back Nick Foles, which worked out for them, but they also paid him a really big cap number, which mitigated how much money they had to build their roster last year. Jason Peters, up and down season. They paid Darren Sproles to come back, kept him on the active roster all year, and for weeks we didn't know when he was coming back. Golden Tate, who I'm looking up on the NFL Network on the screen in front of me here, Golden Tate, let's just be real about it. He wasn't worth the third-round pick. He wasn't. And I thought it was a good deal in the moment because I wanted to go all in to win another Super Bowl. But Golden Tate did not produce to the level of a third-round pick. They had him for 10 games. 10 games. In the NFL, a third-round pick the best you could get out of is 64 games before that player becomes a free agent. They traded away the potential of 64 games for really one catch Golden Tate made in his tenure here that mattered, which was a touchdown to help beat the Bears, to beat the Bears in the wild card game. A third round pick for the production he gave wasn't worth it. So you go back to last offseason, Howie Roseman made some questionable moves. You go back to in season, he made a questionable move. And then you go to this offseason so far, and let's just lay it out. And you may like all these things. You may like one or two of them. In a vacuum, you might love them all. But there's none of these things are slam dunks and come without question. Howie Roseman so far this offseason has committed to older players. Brandon Graham, Jason Kelce, Jason Peters. Older players on the wrong side of 30, he's giving extra money in years to. He traded away the team's best pass rusher from last year. Make no bones about it. Michael Bennett may be a headache sometimes for the locker room. Maybe that's why they got rid of him. Michael Bennett may have wanted more money. He said he wanted more money. Michael Bennett may not be a great long-term bet, but here's the reality. He was the team's best pass rusher last year. And it was someone said to me Monday, well, the Bennett thinks it's not a big deal anymore because they signed Malik Jackson. Well, yes and no. Yes, Malik Jackson can replace Michael Bennett. Malik Jackson's a good player, and the net loss versus gain is even, right? Malik Jackson's good and Bennett's good. But here's the other side of that. If they just kept Michael Bennett, they could have poured $10 million into another player that they're pouring into Malik Jackson. So I don't consider the trading away of Michael Bennett then to sign Malik Jackson to be a no-brainer. It is a questionable decision. We'll see how it plays out. They let Nick Foles go, which you may say is a no-brainer. But I thought they should have put the franchise tag on Nick Foles and got something from the Jacksonville Jaguars for him, who obviously wanted him the whole time anyway. And they're keeping Nelson Aguilar now at a big cap number. And oh yeah, by the way, they still don't have a running back.
I think Aguilar is like their fourth highest guy against the cap this year.
It's crazy.
He makes like $2 million less than Zach Ertz. He's essentially their fourth receiver because of Zach Ertz.
And they watched Mark Ingram sign with the Ravens. They watched Tevin Coleman sign with the 49ers. All the 10 or 12 things I just laid out for you, in years past, WIP phone lines would be lighting up with people saying, Howie doesn't know what he's doing. He's not a football guy. The same moves. But now it's like there's no criticism of Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman, everything he does, we just assume is the right decision. I don't understand that.
No one that covers the team is questioning him. No one.
No one. It's like every time a move is made, it's like, well, Howie's got this. It's Howie. As if Howie became the greatest GM in NFL history. Howie's good. I like him. And I think he makes more good moves than bad moves. But he's not batting 1,000. He's not batting 1,000 over the last year. And we pretend he is when we talk about him. 888-729-9494. I still question Howie. Like, the fact that he has a ring on his finger doesn't make me say, Howie Roseman threw a dart at a dartboard. It hit the wall across the room. It doesn't matter. He meant to do that. No. Howie Roseman is up for criticism just like any other GM in this town. And it's not just a matter of if you're a fan of the guy or not. Like, I'm a fan of Matt Klentak. I think he's good. I also think some things he did this offseason were questionable, and I said it every time I thought it. I think Howie's made some questionable moves here. I like Deshaun. I understand why they did it. They also gave Deshaun 3 years. At some point here, Deshaun Jackson's speed is going to go away. I don't think he's going to be this fast at 40. Hopefully for the Eagles, hopefully for Howie, the speed stays for this year and for next year. And then it'll all look good. Maybe Malik Jackson will be that much better than Michael Bennett. There's a chance he's not. And maybe, and this is the big one over the last day or so, maybe they're going to shake a tree and find a running back. Maybe they're going to close their eyes and a good running back's going to plop in their lap. And by the end of next season, we're going to say, man, that idiot Chilio, those other idiots on WIP, they were worried about Howie. Howie knew the whole time. That's my favorite part of this. I keep hearing this. Well, Howie's got something. Well, he better have something, because right now they have nothing in the backfield. 888-729-9494 to hop in. When you think about Howie Roseman, the moves he's made over the last year, since the Eagles won the Super Bowl, everything, I look at them and I say, they're questionable moves. And the Eagles' success with Howie since he came back into power doesn't mean we can ever look at any move and say, I don't know about that one. No, I think Howie's making a lot of questionable moves here. And the biggest one, and I said it last night, I'll say it again, Tevin Coleman's a good player. Howard said to us an hour ago, he thought the Eagles liked him. Well, he's a good player. The Eagles liked him, and yet they let him go to San Francisco for 2 years, $10 million. I'm all for having a hardline stance on how much you want to pay a player and what you think someone's worth, but I can't reconcile the idea that Nelson Agholor is worth $9 million on the cap and Tevin Coleman, who will make $3 million on the cap this year for the 49ers, is not worth three. Something's off there. 888-729-9494 to hop in. Let's talk to Chris in Delaware. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, Joe G? Love the show, man. I had a couple of issues with Howie Roseman. Like, the Golden Tate trade I thought was a horrible trade at the time because Jordan Matthews in that game in Jacksonville where he had four catches, 96 yards, was his best game as an Eagle. And then you go out there and you get, like, an older version of Nelson Agholor for a third-round pick. We still don't have any linebacker depth, which is going to kill us coming up. And then you also haven't addressed the safety, especially with McLeod coming off of an injury and Jenkins getting older. I thought, if anything, we should have traded Brandon Graham at the deadline and tried to get Carl Joseph from the Raiders, and then look to also get an offensive tackle, left tackle, to kind of replace Peters. Because right now, our offensive line, we have three guys that are 30 and older and two guys that are approaching 30. And we really have no depth at offensive line. So
it's a very old group, Chris. I mean, the last couple months, Howie's gotten very loyal, and they've gotten very, very comfortable giving out contracts to older players. These are not things you typically see NFL teams do, and I don't understand why no one is questioning any of this.
No, I'm 100% with you. Like, I didn't mind keeping Nelson Agholor. I mean, he still is young.
He's a good. I think he's a pretty good player too.
Yeah, he still is producing. The DeSean Jackson thing, I don't know how I feel. I do love DeSean, but I mean, he is 32. He does have these nagging injuries throughout the year, and I'm like, is he really worth a $3 million, you know, a 3-year deal? We can always find a speed guy. There are a number of speed guys. I thought you could have got John Brown at a cheaper price, who's, you know, just as fast as DeSean, maybe a little bit slower, but still can, you know, pretty much do the same thing. DeSean, we all know, is a deep threat only. He's not going to go over the middle. He doesn't really have too many options a part of his game. So I really didn't understand that. I thought, like you said, it was more of a loyalty thing instead of, like, actually addressing
it. And that's my thing, Chris, and I appreciate it, man. I appreciate listening and calling in. Like, the loyalty thing bothers me. I understand how teams have to balance that line, but loyalty is a very fine line to balance. And I hope the Eagles re-sign Brandon Graham because they think Brandon Graham's next 3 years are going to be very productive and he's going to age very well. I really hope they did that. I fear that they signed him because he's Brandon Graham and he's an Eagle and he had the strip sack of Tom Brady. Like, every time Howie makes a move lately, I never used to do this with him. I never used to think, what's the motive here? I just thought it was, well, he thinks this is best for the team. This offseason has me wondering what's going on.
It could be overcorrecting for the Joe Banner era.
Everyone hated the way they did things then. They didn't care about loyalty. They didn't care about what we cared about.
But they had a long run of success.
They did.
Never won a Super Bowl, but
good every year. Yeah, that is a worry. 888-729-9494. Tom in Downingtown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. What's going on?
Yeah, I think you're right with Howie. He was a little overconfident when he put the ring on the finger. I think the Eagles are taking more of a catbird. I think they're going to let the draft this time. They have a deeper draft card than they did previously, and they're going to see what becomes available. The running back situation has to be resolved. They learned that lesson. That's why Carson got beat up last year.
Well, it was part of it, Tom. They threw the ball more last year than they did the year before. Part of that was they didn't have as good of backs, and the other part was they weren't blowing teams out the way they were a year ago, so they could just run the clock out. But you're right, they threw the ball more last year.
Well, let's go back to the success. You know, and the Super Bowl was definitely a successful season. Defenses, they knew the Eagles wanted to throw, but they could also run, so you had to respect that. Last year, when you started Sproles the first down of the first game, they just put everything on Carson, the pressure got a little overwhelming, if you would, and he was a little sensitive with the knee. And I think all that pressure on a 3-year guy, he didn't handle it. So the Eagles will address the running back. You have to get one or two offensive linemen. Because it doesn't matter who has the ball, if the holes aren't there and if you're not protecting your quarterback, you're going to get the same result with a crack back in the 10th game of the season.
You're right. Yeah, if you don't protect the quarterback, he's going to hurt. And, Tom, I agree with you on the running back situation where they need running backs, but they also need to have a good offensive line to open holes for those running backs. I can't reconcile the idea that the top 12 or so running backs are off the board. The Eagles have nothing at the position right now. And we're just closing our eyes and saying, Howie's got this. Well, he didn't have it last year. The Eagles' running situation last year did not work out well. And you could say, well, Joe, a lot of that was injuries. Well, absolutely. But you have to plan and have depth. And last year, their plan and their depth didn't work out. Corey Clement wasn't very good last season, and I liked him. And I thought coming into last year, he would take over as the lead back before the end of the season. Well, he didn't make it through the season. Josh Adams is just a guy. Wendell Smallwood at times at the end of last season was their most reliable running back. Wendell Smallwood.
He stinks.
Would you agree, though, like in January, for like, give him the ball?
Yeah, and that's not a good thing.
No.
Josh Adams was never good, but people thought he was like the bell cow guy.
He had that one game against the Giants. It was like, well, they got their lead back now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I do think, Howie, they have to know this. I'm not too worried about it. The running back thing, I'm not that worried.
See? Everyone's got the same feeling.
Justin Howie.
Howie's got it.
I mean, he better have. Like, this is it. It's really the only, outside of depth and whatnot, I mean, running back's the only thing they absolutely need right now.
Yes. I mean, they may have made some questionable choices to get to the roster they have now. But yeah, running back's the only true glaring need on it right now. John is in South Jersey talking Howie. What's up, John?
Getting upset about running backs not on this roster is absolutely stupid. Now, I'll explain to you why. 2 years ago tonight, this team did not have LeGarrette Blount, did not have Coleman, did not have J.H.I., the three guys who carried all the balls in the Super Bowl. 2 years ago tonight, running backs fall from the sky, they're cheap, and they're plentiful. And between the draft, free agency, and guys who are going to get cut during camp, they're going to find running backs who can fill their need easily. There's no reason to have a running back on this roster right now that makes any difference. Would you agree?
No, I don't agree with that because you're taking one anomaly of a moment in time and projecting it like just because that happened in 2017 doesn't mean the same thing will happen in 2019. You might be right that there might be three running backs we're not talking about right now that become their top three backs. The idea of the three backs that we're imagining becoming half of what they had in 2017 with Ajayi and Blount and Clement, that's just pie in the sky, trust Howie, he's got it all figured out nonsense.
So you were so excited 2 years ago. Who did they have on their roster at running back 2 years ago? They had who? Sproles, right?
Probably, yeah.
Who else did they? Yeah. And they had Smallwood. And they had, I don't even know, who else did they have 2 years ago?
But you're misunderstanding, John, you're misunderstanding. I could say the same thing to you that a year ago, who did they have? And what was the end result of a year ago? Crap. So like the idea, but you're playing roulette and hoping it's going to come out your way every time. That's a gamble.
You're not playing roulette in the NFL. Look around. In the NFL, that position's not valued. Why? Because there's plenty, and they're cheap. Because there's so many, they're cheap.
But, John, they did your idea last year. Like, that philosophy was last year's philosophy, and it led to Wendell Smallwood getting carries in playoff games.
But you had three guys get hurt. You had Sproles get hurt, who you had on your roster.
But that's the point, John. That's the point. They shouldn't be counting on Darren Sproles anymore. This is my point. If you keep counting on old guys, they're going to keep getting hurt. This is what happens. Like, I just don't understand the idea of they'll figure it out. A running back will fall from a tree. Yeah, one might, but there also might be six other teams that need a running back, and they might get the guy. It's just a very slippery slope. It's not just a running back thing. That's just the latest piece of this. Just feels like Howie's made a lot of questionable moves over the last year, and we seem to fall back on as a fan base. Ah, Howie's got it. He'll figure it out. He's Howie. Trust Howie. Howie's good. Howie's not perfect. 888-729-9494, pound 9494. That is Say Again, and we'll come back. Your phone calls, and we have to set up three question Thursday. Our final one, definitely on Thursday, at least for a few weeks, because we got some March Madness next week. Philly's opening day 2 weeks from now. So when we get back, we're going to do tonight's topic off of second acts, players that came back as DeSean Jackson was reintroduced to Philadelphia today. We'll introduce three question Thursday and your calls on Howie Roseman. 888-729-9494, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.